Now we have our first. Oh, here, open that for me, and I'll just take yours. Thank you. We have our first one there, which is walk by the Spirit. And you notice there it says in verse 16, but I say walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Now, I need Boaz to help me. I thought we had a lapel mic. We don't. So we're going to improvise. So Boaz is my helper. Give me five. Good man. So you stand there, my friend. Now watch. You see how, Boaz, you can follow me? So in some ways, this is a bit what it's like to be led by the Spirit, which the Spirit does. And then also, we're walking by the Spirit. And so you can walk together, me and Boaz, here, hand in hand. And that's getting close as well to what the Spirit does. Oh, good, and we have another baby. Awesome. This is good. We're multiplying. Wow, look at that. Fruit of the Spirit right there. So that's also capturing the image, but it's not fully there. It's also a bit more like this. Boaz, you ready? Do you remember what we did? So the Spirit is also a bit more like this. So the Spirit is doing something that we really can't do ourselves. So we're walking in the Spirit. We're walking and are being led by the Spirit. And the Spirit really is the one that's taking the weight, if you like, and is where all the strength and the power is. But Boaz, you can see, has been very much with me. He's not working against me. And the Spirit is, in a ways, thank you, Boaz, a lot more like that, in that you see how the verse says that, and you will, where am I here? Help if I look to the right page. You will not gratify the desires of the flesh because it's not in your power. Now, we all have things that we do that we wished we didn't do. We all have parts of our lives that we would like to change, but we find we just struggle to do it. And what we're being told in this verse is very, very powerful. What is being said is that you will no way, no chance, not ever, absolutely not, will you gratify the desires of the sinful nature, which is a way of saying you will not do the things which are against what God wants. And you absolutely will not do that because the Spirit is the one who is the power to enable you to walk. So that's our first word there, walk. Now, what's the second word going to be? We haven't worked that out, but let's look at verse 17 and 18. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for they are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. So they're opponents. So I've got a little friend here in my bag. It's not another child, don't worry. I give my bags. But I have somebody you might recognize in here. Anybody recognize this guy? Yes. You're big fans, aren't you? So, we've got who here? Who is this? What are you shaking your head for? You were just nodding a minute ago. So, who have we got here? It's an easy question. Buzz Lightyear. He's a legend, isn't he? He's great. We actually had this Buzz in our car one time, and we arrived up in Northern Ireland with him. He's been with us a long time. And randomly, I opened the back door and Buzz said, "We're not in the Gamma Quadrant anymore." I said, "You're right about that, Buzz." Anyway, do you know who Buzz's opponent is? Who does he fight against in Toy Story? Does anybody remember? Yes.
And he is like
So who's Buzz's opponent?
Evil Emperor Zurg.
Correct. The evil Emperor Zurg. Brilliant. And he is Buzz's opponent. Right? And he always stays his opponent. Can you think of any other superheroes? Shout out any superhero you know. Spider-Man. He's lots of opponents. Can you name one? Venom. Yeah, he's quite cool. And also Dr. Octopus. He's another one. Any other superheroes? Yes, Arthur. Batman. Can you name one of his opponents?
Joker.
Now, in those cartoons and in those series, do those guys ever stop being opponents? Do they become friends? No way. No. They're always against one another because they are opposed. And so what does Batman always do with the Joker? What does he do? He fights him. Yeah? What does Buzz do with Emperor Zurg? He wants to fight him. And what does Spider-Man do with Venom? Well, that's a kind of a weird one, actually. But forget that one. So, what the word we're looking for here is fight. Walk, fight. So, you see that this passage here talks about an opponent and they're fighting against each other. For the desires of the flesh, that's the desires of wanting to do our own thing, are against the Spirit, which is God's Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. They're opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. So they're fighting against each other, and they don't ever stop that fight. You know, if you're in school and a fight starts, right? What do the adults say when they come along, or the teachers? They always say, break it up, right? They don't want you fighting. We want you to keep fighting. Right? Keep the fists flying because you have an opponent who is always fighting against the Spirit. But it's not like Batman or Spider-Man or Buzz, because we're told that this fight is really won by what God does. Because right in verse 1, just the page before, we read, "For freedom Christ has set us free." And Jesus does that through his victory on the cross. And so it's not like equal opponents, because the Spirit has already won. Now, sometimes you get discouraged because you think, oh, I've done this thing again. And maybe I'm not really with the Spirit because I keep making these same mistakes over and over again. But the fact that you want to fight and that you feel that conflict shows that you're a Spirit person. So be encouraged when you feel weary that, oh, I've made this mistake again. I've done this wrong thing again. I've sinned again. Because when you want to fight that fight, it shows that the Spirit is at work in you. So that's our second word. Walk, fight, and be. Now, here's the word that we had a couple of offers of lead, but let me see which verse we're looking at now. Yes. I have jumped down, I think, to verse 18, where we're led by the Spirit. So that's where lead is. You were right to get that there, and you're not under the law. That means that you can't win the fight by your own effort. God ultimately does that for you. And you can see the works of the flesh, all the things that are contrary to what God wants for us. And it says there in verse 21, I warn you as I warned you before that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And we have envy and drunkenness and immorality. So that's like saying, if you surrender and if you don't want to fight that fight, that really shows that the Spirit is not in you, because you want to walk and fight. Now, the last word is the one that we haven't yet got. And so let's think of that. Where do we find that? Let me have a look. I can remind myself where I am. Yes. Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and this was our song, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So, what, any idea now what that last word might be? So we're walking, we're fighting, And that will mean we will be something by the Spirit. Fruitful, yes, you see how I ignored your mom there. Fruitful, great, pop that in there, Carrie. Fruitful by the Spirit, exactly. Now, this is when I need my other friend in here in the bag. Not Buzz Lightyear, but a banana. It's a very funny YouTube video I used to watch that said, I am a banana. Boaz is not feeling that, okay. So this is one very ripe banana. And one thing that a banana does is, well, maybe you can tell me, if you put a banana in a fruit bowl, what does it do? It ripens everything. Yes. And so it has an effect on all the other fruits in the bowl. And so when we are walking, fighting by the Spirit, we become fruitful by the Spirit. And that begins to change all the things around our heart, all the things around our life, and all the things around even other people. We become fruitful together. And you see that from the verse that just as all of the stuff that's against the Spirit sounds really nasty, but there's lots that's not mentioned. And also in verse 22, these are really beautiful things like kindness, but there are lots of other things that result. It's not a list with everything included. It's giving you a feel. And so when we have fruit of the Spirit, it ripens, we change, we transform. You don't stay the same. And our hearts are ripened, brought to fruitfulness by the Spirit, and we have the fruit of the Spirit. Now, that transformation can only be done because we belong. And notice how it puts it in verse 22. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. It's because we belong to Jesus that these things are possible. We can't do it in our own strength. Jesus gives us the Spirit. It's because he wins through his cross and resurrection. And belong to him that we have the power to be transformed and to have our heart transformed and to walk and to fight and to be fruitful by the Spirit. It's because we belong. And you maybe have felt tired that you're not the person you wanted to be or wish you could be. You look back with regret or shame or sadness, or you think, I just can't change. There's no hope for me. In the good news of Jesus, by the power of his Spirit, we can belong, we can change, we can be transformed, and we do that by the Spirit in his strength. And it's possible for all of us then to ripen and to grow and to be fruitful. Now, I'm going to try to bring all of these things together. I need a beautiful assistant. Jean, that'll be you. Come over here. Don't fall over, man. You hold that for me. Now. Thank you. So, let me see. This is my banana, right? Now, I really hope this works. Because you only get one shot. Right there. We're going to bring everything together from what we said. Maybe his arms are a bit short. So, now, I'm going to give him some shoes. These are classic shoes from the 70s, actually, from my little doll. What's he called? Monchichi. You won't know what that is. I'm going to put on the feet here. How am I doing, John? Well. You like that? Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to give him a new heart. So here's my heart. He looks a bit worse for wear, but that's because his flesh has been crucified, you see. So, and there we give him a new heart. And now We're crossing genres here a bit because this actually is Aragorn's sword from Lord of the Rings. And here we go. So then I need a pen. Here's my pen. I will give him eyes. There, look, he's very happy. You see that, John? Are you impressed?
Better than banana in pajamas.
So, this helps you see that there's a lot of different... You can take a seat, bro. There's a lot of different images going on at one time in that chapter. And it all looks a bit strange when you put it all together, but it's to help you think in a number of different ways about how the Spirit works and how the Spirit helps us to walk. So you remember with Boaz? Boaz could follow me. He could walk alongside me. But I was helping him walk, taking his weight and walking together. We're thinking about fighting as well. But the fight is won. It's not like Batman and the Joker because they're not equals in any way. The fight is won in Jesus. And we're seeking to ripen and have our heart changed, which shows in the fruit of the Spirit, because as we grow, we ripen and we change. And unlike the fight in the schoolyards, you never stop that fight. It goes on forever because you don't go up to the cross and try to take down what's been crucified. You leave it there to die. And we have been called to do that in Christ. So here's my little image. What do you think, kids? I don't think he's going to last very long. I doubt he'll stand. No, he doesn't. But that's okay. So, we filled in our blanks. We need to walk, fight, and be fruitful by the Spirit. And let's remind ourselves of what it says in verse 16. A couple of verses we'll look through. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not, no way, not ever, gratify the desires of the flesh. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, etc. And then verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So thank you, Boaz, for being my helper. And let's pray. And Jean as well. Father, thank you for all that you give us by your Spirit. The power you give us, the grace you show to us, the way you enable us to walk, to fight, to be fruitful. And we pray we would ripen in the way you have called us to, and help us to have that effect on one another, so that we might know you more. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.